the opposition and some other Federalist folks are calling for you to either postpone or cancel the referendum, considering remaining in Canada or holding a binding referendum on separation. They're saying that it creates a perception of a weak link in national unity that the Trump administration could potentially exploit during a trade war. What risk do you think there is to holding such a referendum at a delicate time for Canadian sovereignty?
Well, it's a separate process. We have citizen initiative law, which means that if our citizens ask through a petition to have enough of their fellow citizens put a question on the ballot, that we do that because that's our legislation. 400,000 people asked for a vote to remain, 300,000 people asked for a vote to leave, and so the question on the ballot gives an option to remain or an option to start the legal process for a binding referendum. I think this is an important time for us to be looking at the benefits that come from being a part of Canada. That's what I've been advocating. It's why I'm voting to remain. We still have some issues, of course, in resolving with our federal government on a range of fronts. But I can say that I feel like we have a real momentum in our country now working together, and I hope to persuade as many people as possible to vote with me.